I think you can spend a lot of time analysing a game, a performance, an afternoon where I thought we created a lot, lacked a cutting edge, a little bit passive for too long in the game. I think we wasted a lot of time in the first half, and I don't mean that deliberately in terms of running down the clock, but opportunities to work things. We thought something will happen. And then in the last 25 minutes, the nature of the scenario at the club at the moment and with the FA Cup is that it becomes very, very different. And I think then maybe we don't quite yet have the resilience, robustness, mentality to deal with what that last 20 minutes becomes. So I could talk about an unbelievable goalkeeping performance at one end. I could talk about creating opportunities, not doing the right thing, not pulling a trigger in and around the 18-yard box, and equally mistakes. And that has been a theme for us around individual mistakes. But what I learned about taking this job, it's going to be tough. I don't think people realise how tough it's going to be. I don't think I've seen the two worst things I will ever see at a football game this afternoon, in terms of one from in the crowd that I'm just stunned at, and one from a little bit closer to home, that when you've got to deal with that, it's going to be tough. So the main thing is, and I'm really glad you've said it first, let's see what Tuesday brings, because I'm ready and raring to go.
Are you prepared to talk about those two issues?
No, not at all. Otherwise, I'd have told you what I'm on about. For me, Tuesday night is going to be very, very important, and it's going to be a real test of, first and foremost, me. Because when things don't go right, it's always me. I've heard that this afternoon, no problem. But for us as a group, we haven't lost a game. We haven't conceded. We haven't conceded this competition. We've looked like conceding at times today from dead ball moments. But I don't think we've done enough to win the game, and lacked a little bit of conviction. Passive is the word I'd choose to use. So for me, got to look forward to the game on Tuesday. Got to look forward to it. It's an FA Cup game. We're further in the competition than we were last year, and the year before that, and the year before that. And the bit for me is that the mentality that we're going to turn up and steamroller teams is absolute nonsense. And I've said it, people think it's a good soundbite and I'm saying the right things. No, until that reality sets in, you will get the same result. But for me, I'll keep coming. I'll put myself out here and I'll take criticism. I'll listen to your criticism. I'll listen to anyone else. No problem. But I am ready, raring to go on Tuesday night. It's going to be really exciting for us. Because look, I think we've looked good away. I thought we were good at Chorley. I thought we could have won the game at Buxton. I thought we were good at Curzon. So for me, to have the opportunity away from home, we've got to go and back up, like I say, those couple of unbeaten away performances, and make sure it's a win, and we are going through in the FA Cup.
Is there any area, you know me, I'm old-fashioned when I look at football, defensive, midfield, strike force, is there any area that you would be critical of without naming individuals, or was it across the whole fulcrum of the game?
I don't think we were as bad as people would like us to be, and that's the thing, and that is the nature of, if we aren't 2-0 up at half time, it's chaos, it's terrible, and it's just generic words.
Well, football's not like that, is it? Like, to be fair.
Yeah, and I can deal with that, and I knew that, it's no different in any role. We will never be as good as we are when we think we're good. So that first 25 minutes at Chorley, the first 20 minutes at Alfreton, we probably weren't as good as we think, and in the same way today, we probably weren't as bad, because we created opportunities, like I say. We have a clean sheet. That isn't enough to go through in the competition. So what would I be critical of? The mentality of going and grabbing the game by the scruff of the neck. But it's very, very difficult. It's difficult out there. It is a challenge of trying to turn around a starting position to where we want to get to. I know where we can go. I know how to get us there. It isn't always going to be easy. Unfortunately, maybe at times I have to be a little bit more honest as to some of the challenges, but they aren't great sound bites. They're very, very difficult to hear. The reality is there. What would I improve? We need to constantly be trying to win a game. That's the short answer for you. From minute one.
Is that from 1 to 11?
Oh, 1 to 11, absolutely. That is that mentality of, we've had a good start, so let's have a 20-minute breather in possession. No, I thought we were on top in the opening 15 minutes, and I thought in the second half, we again let the game dawdle by until the place got up and you've got to have a reaction. And I thought a couple of our players had an unbelievable reaction, some off the bench that did really well trying to turn a screw, but I don't think we did enough in terms of intensity to assert ourselves apart from either end of the game. That's not enough. That, and it's rubbish soundbites about, that reflects on me, no problem. I know what I have to do to change it. But it won't happen in a 12-week period. It's a period of time that, like I say, we've got a game on Tuesday night. It will be forgotten about today if we win the game on Tuesday. If not, it'll be another, and the word is another, FA Cup disappointment. That's why there's so much tension. I understand, I knew that. It kept me awake before the Pontefract game. I tell you what, it's what's fueling me now to make sure we win the game on Tuesday night. And do you know what needs to be said in there? massive congratulations to Hanley Town, because I thought they were excellent. They put the bodies on the line and they deserve their nil now.
Yeah, and they funneled well. I mean, again, old-fashioned, but they funneled well from midfield back. They were funneling, hence the blocks, etc. So you've always got one or two players in front of you.
Would you believe a team in the FA Cup came here and they wanted to win the game as well? It's that straightforward. It isn't us just turning up and that being enough. Can't question effort today, can't question appetite. It's that little bit of know-how that I know what will get us there, but you aren't going to be able to turn that round straight away. So in the meantime, no problem. I will never shy away from anything. Happily be told how rubbish we are. I am heard every single word of that from about the 60th minute. No problem. But to those that stick with us, that support's massively appreciated. We'll get ready to go again on Tuesday because we aren't out the FA Cup. I'm not standing here talking to you. I've been knocked out of competition. If we're not good enough on Tuesday night, then I'll be certainly having that conversation with whoever wants to.
And you're in the hat on Monday.
Until, which, look, I don't think is enough. Maybe that's me, glass half empty. Please don't misquote me of coming up here and saying we're in the competition, it's all okay. What I will say is we've got to go on Tuesday night. I think we've got to take the foundations from today's performance and ultimately build on that, add those bits that we're missing and show a better version of ourselves. But I'm not overly critical with the performance, and I'm really, really clear about that. For me, it's more the ability to assert that on a game. And people will see it differently. I've read some absolute rubbish this week. I've read about our problem is because we play a left-footed winger that we've played on the left-hand or right-hand side of every game, that he plays centre midfield in a dive. Honestly, and it maybe what I've got to adapt to is that level of criticism, no problem. But
that goes with the territory.
Absolutely. I just think it's got to be factual. I think you've got to have factual criticism. So for me, really, really keen to take the best bits of today, use them again, refine what we need, adjust that mentality for me. And then, like you say, we've got a game on Tuesday night. We've got to win. Nothing less.
You talk about application. Is it the application, can that be turned round in 4 days? Or have those players got that sort of mentality?
I think what you've got to make sure that you have is an element of leadership out there on the pitch, of players that are familiar with those situations. I certainly don't think at least one unit of our team today, it's new to them and it's new being in that environment. They've got to adapt. There's no, the environment isn't going to become softer. Teams aren't going to let us win games. We've got to make sure that they learn, and they'll be better for those experiences. But I've got to make sure on Tuesday, when you say turn around a team, we've got to make sure we've got a team out there that can deal with what is going to be a Tuesday night away in the FA Cup. I think there's some other sides that would rather be in our position at our level that went out of the competition today, or others that have a replay. But I'm sure it'll be worse because it's us, and I am familiar with that. I get that, but equally I'm accepting that, but not saying it's right. We've got to be ready to go again on Tuesday. I can do a 20, 25, 30 minute interview with you if you want. People will be bored to death, but
Strictly Come Dancing is coming on, so
the realism is, yeah, we've got a game on Tuesday. We've got to be better than today, but like I say, don't misquote me that I won't be critical too much of our performance. I'd rather look at how we have to improve it, because that is the mentality. Try and introduce a little bit of positivity, trying to look at where we go, not where we're coming from. That is what I've been tasked with doing, and it has been hard. I'm telling you now, it's hard, and I could burst some myths very quickly and go, wow, but I'm not going to do that. I'd rather let people criticise me all evening. No problem.
Come on, thanks for talking to us. Ciao.